Hey, Austin. Hey, podcast people. We are sitting here on the beach in Folkestone, down in the southeast part of this beautiful, soggy island. Although it's not soggy today, it's beautiful, and we are having a great time.
It always rained in England.
I know. I thought that too, but it's
getting a tan.
It's beautiful today.
It's like Florida here.
It is like Florida. I had to just go and buy some sun lotion because it was just too much for my fair skin.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or tablet or phone. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 546, UK Tour Report. Our 50-city, 51-venue, 60-plus show UK tour of William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged, came to an end in Bromley this weekend. It didn't come to an end tragically. It was scheduled to end. And Joe Maudsley, Matt Pearson, and James Percy sat down on the beach in Folkestone to tell us what it's been like to tour around the British Isles for 4 months. And also how they have somehow learned how to pronounce towns like Folkestone correctly, which I've been pronouncing incorrectly all this time. But for some reason, they still aren't quite sure how to pronounce Derby.
We got two shows left of this tour, tonight here in Folkestone, and then in Bromley on Sunday, wherever that is. And we're nearly at the end.
Touring since February.
Right at the beginning of February.
We had a fantastic show in Derby last night.
Derby. It was a great show. One of the best audiences we've had. Like, totally raucous and just up for it right from the word go.
They were crazy. They were absolutely... Yeah. I mean, they were laughing at the setup to the joke.
I know. It was like,
hold on. That's not even funny yet.
I haven't said anything funny yet. And we also had a very interesting laugher on the front row.
She could have been one of the witches.
Yeah. She could have been.
her laugh was fantastic.
Yeah, it was great. I liked it. But yeah, it was tough because you kind of wanted to acknowledge it.
Calling a woman a witch, like...
Yeah, exactly. You sound like a witch. You can't really say that. And also, it was going to continue right through the show. So once you acknowledge it, then it's, you know...
Yeah.
You can't ignore it after that. So, last night was great. One of the real highlights of the tour. Yeah. So what other highlights have there been?
Where else have we been?
We've been to so many lovely places on this tour. We've really got to see a lot of the country.
Nottingham was great.
Yeah, 600 people or something sold out. That was awesome. Smaller places like Bury St. Edmunds, Bury St. Edmunds.
That was a great theater.
That was a nice little theater, a great show. Very Shakespeare literate audience there, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, all the dressing rooms were named after Shakespearean actors.
Is that right?
So we had the Judy Dench.
Oh yeah, because you were in the MacKellen.
I was in the MacKellen.
Yeah.
I was in the Dench. Who were you in, Matt?
I was in the John Wayne room, which is a well-known Shakespearean actor. So not really. So that was a great show, and we've been to Leicester. We had a great time in Leicester. Remember?
Leicester was a great day.
Yeah.
We went to the car park.
The car park. We went to the actual car park, which is no longer a car park.
No, it's a...
It's now a museum.
It's a museum, which is nice.
Yeah.
So you can see where we actually found the manuscript.
The manuscript, yeah. The
folio. Problem is the museum doesn't get any visitors, really, because there's no car parking.
Exactly. You can't park there,
They've changed the car park into a museum. Now nobody can go.
I know. No. Yeah. So, I mean, you can go by public transport.
Yeah, you're going to get a train. We went to Stratford.
We did go to Stratford. Oh, let's talk about Stratford.
Oh, wow, that was a crazy show.
You think of Stratford, you think of William Shakespeare, you think of the theaters.
Yeah.
We were in a Holiday Inn conference room.
Yeah, like it was like a wedding reception layout.
It was bizarre.
Yeah, and yeah, when we saw it on the tour schedule, we thought, oh, maybe we're, the RSC, or we're gonna be in some kind of, you know, beautiful replica theater or something. And no, we were in a Holiday Inn.
It was interesting.
It was interesting. Show.
It was. It was. We were played to. It was a kind of a corporate show.
Gig.
And they'd been drinking all day.
All day.
And the day before as
how
well.
How late did we go up? About
an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Late. And yeah, and it was.
We started at 9:30.
Started at 9:30.
And damn.
And it was, it was probably not quite what they thought they'd booked. I think.
You think they thought they'd booked the other RSC?
Maybe. Or I think more, just a kind of stand-up comedian, like a blue stand-up comedian, would have been more.
Because in the past they had like stand-up, like 15-minute stand-up.
Yeah, 15-minute stand-up, and that was their entertainment. And we were a 2-hour
show. And they
had to
do full 2-hour gigs.
Yeah, with yeah.
But I think we educated a few people.
I think we did.
Yeah.
And a lot of people came up to us and said, hey, great show. Most of the time.
Great show.
Great show.
That's it.
Yeah, steaming. But
steaming.
So that was it. That was it. Was it a highlight or a low light? That was.
I enjoyed it. I had a good day.
I didn't like it. I enjoyed Stratford. I didn't enjoy the show.
No. And I was kind of somewhere in between. It was like frustrating that they weren't listening. But you know. We did our best.
Yeah.
And it could have been worse. Okay, what other lowlights? Where else have we been that's been kind of disappointing?
I feel like that's harsh. How can you say lowlights?
Oh, I don't
know. What if somebody from that town listens to this and is like, hey, that's where I live?
I don't care.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah. Fine.
No, I do.
I find it hard when we're in a massive theater.
And there's nobody there.
And there's about 15 people in the audience.
Yeah, that is tough. It's strange because there's no kind of rhyme or reason. Some theaters you go to and it's like, oh, we got 500 people. And then the next night you'll be somewhere and they'll go, oh, we got 30 people. And you're like, how?
What happened?
Yeah. Is that the marketing of the theater or is it, I don't know. It's strange. But, I mean, sometimes you have a small audience and it's fine. And other times it's torture. So that's
what I find personally. Yeah. The hardest shows.
Yeah. It kind of feels like a rehearsal.
Yeah.
And they're not laughing, and you're like, why are we here? You're not enjoying yourselves, we're not enjoying ourselves. But that's very, very rare. That's extremely rare.
Yeah, on the whole, this tour, I think we've been blessed with very good audiences.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, they really get involved over here.
They do, and
I thought the English were reserved and
me too.
Shy.
But no, and they really
British stiff upper lip and all that.
They really appreciate the Shakespeare references as well.
Yeah.
You can tell when you're in a big Shakespeare town because they laugh louder at all the jokes, like the ancient pistol, and which is always a good barometer. Or what's the other one?
What's the other Shakespeare?
The other
joke
Shakespeare.
We've got?
There are two Shakespeare jokes in the show.
We can't remember one of them.
The Hamlet edible complex joke as well.
I always
appreciate it when that gets a giggle, but some of the time it just gets nothing. Maybe it's the way I deliver it. I don't know.
Hello, I'm Mervyn Stutter at the Edinburgh Fringe on my 30th year on the Fringe, and I'm celebrating with the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you are listening now to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Hey, thank you!
Where can you RSC the RSC? The only places you can see us for the next 2 months are online. You can go to our YouTube channel, you can interact with us on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, and of course the RSC podcast is not going away anytime soon. Try the veal, I'll be here all summer. But then in August, you'll be able to see James, Matt, and Joe performing Long Lost Shakes at the Gilded Balloon in Edinburgh. And this fall, starting in September, you can see us perform All the Great Books Abridged, William Shakespeare's Long Lost First Play Abridged, and The Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged across the U.S. in Culver and South Bend, Indiana, West Long Branch, New Jersey, Aiken, South Carolina, Davis, California, Asheville, North Carolina, Maryville, Tennessee, Somerville, New Jersey, Algona, Iowa, and Reston, Virginia. And also this September of 2017, you can see us perform the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged Revised in Hong Kong and Singapore. Tickets are on sale now. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. And now back to Joe Maudsley, Matt Pearson, and James Percy on the beach in Folkestone, trying desperately to come up with more things to say.
What have we learned about the UK? I mean, you were saying that
they drive on the opposite side.
I know. This is genuinely true. I nearly got run over yesterday morning.
Wow.
It's true. I walked out between two buses. I walked out and I looked the wrong way. And a taxi just sped past, and I sort of walked into it, and my hands went against the window.
No,
this is true. And
going around slapping taxis.
Yeah, it's like I slapped the taxi, and
that should go viral.
Slap the taxi.
Taxi slapper.
Taxi slappers. Isn't that the name of a
band?
Yeah. So a couple of seconds earlier, I would have been.
Wow.
You guys would have been doing a two-man show.
Yeah, I mean, we'd still have done it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So
what have we learned about the UK? Well, the weather's been a lot better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, especially in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And you were saying that you thought they were reserved, but...
Yeah, they're crazy.
Yeah.
They're just as crazy as Americans.
Yeah, like last night, as a case in point, they were just, you know, lapping it up and enjoying every second of it, and whooping and cheering and applauding all the time. It's like, yeah. I thought you could never get the British people to
Derby's
applaud.
Derby's great.
Yeah. And it's weird that you're from Derby, Kentucky.
Derby, Kentucky, and
yeah,
I'm performing in
Derby.
Derby.
But you had quite a lot of friends and supporters in last night.
Yeah, friends and family.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
that's quite the commute.
I think
thought it was Derby, Kentucky, and booked, and then they just had to come over anyway.
Yeah, had to book the flight, and it was great. It's good they got to see.
My mom was in the audience.
Oh, yeah? Did she enjoy it?
She loved it, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's not the end of the tour. It's not the end of the show, really, is it?
No, because...
It's the end of the show as we know it.
True, it is the end of the show as we know it
as
from
we know
this
it.
Tour.
But it will return in August. At the Gilded Balloon in Edinburgh.
Yeah, we're going back to the Edinburgh Festival.
We are going back to the Edinburgh Festival.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, 1:30, the Gilded Balloon. Yeah, every day of that festival, except Wednesdays. That's our day off. And it's exciting. We're going to cut the show down to about an hour.
About an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to lose
Just
the funny bits. We're taking out all of the boring bits.
Yeah.
And
only funny. So we're going to be very economic with the show.
Yeah.
And just give you pure funny.
Pure funny. And we're going to go twice as fast as we do now.
That's anything.
Yeah. So we're excited about
it. I'm very excited.
We're going to have a little 2-month break.
Yeah.
And then.
Mainly sleeps.
We're going to sleep for 2 months.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back at the Gilded Balloon. So all our Edinburgh faithful will expect to see you there, and it won't be Austin and Reed. It'll be Teddy Spencer. It'll be three younger models.
Yeah.
So good looks and intelligence and talent.
And sex appeal.
So
watch out, Edinburgh.
We're coming for your daughters. No, we're not.
Lock up your haggis.
Lock up your haggis. Are you going to have a deep fried haggis?
Yeah. I'm going to have a deep fried everything.
Deep fried Mars bar.
Deep fried Mars.
Yeah.
They do. Why is it just the Mars? Do they do deep fried other confectionery?
I don't know.
Can you take your own in?
Take in an arrow and say, can you deep fry this?
Let's try it.
Arrow. Yeah.
Let's do a podcast.
Deep fried Cadbury's cream egg. I like those cream eggs.
Cream eggs?
Yeah.
Can you get them all year round?
I don't know.
I thought they were season specific.
I know a guy.
Okay.
I got my egg guy.
Deep fried toffee crisp?
No, too crispy.
Too crispy. Should we just do the rest of the podcast, just listing chocolate bars to deep fry?
If you have any confectionery items you suggest us deep frying while we're in Edinburgh, please tweet us. At Reduced. Hashtag deep fry my Mars bar.
Oh, what about just deep-fried confectionery?
Yeah, sure.
Deep-fried bard.
I'm going to check both, just in case they do the other
Okay,
one.
We'll check deep-fried bard. We'll check that one. Do all of them. Yeah, it'll be great. Yeah. Anything else about the tour? Anything else we want to talk about it? It's nice that we finally sort of, talked about this in the last podcast. We finally got the costumes sorted.
Two shows before we end the tour.
Yeah, specifically the trousers, the pants, the pocketless, as they were, pants.
Yeah, the pants have been good.
So we went through how many incarnations? Pants. About three or four different kinds. And then finally we nailed it.
And we graduated from just wearing long white socks to full tights.
Full tights.
Yeah, we've been enjoying the tights?
I always enjoy
it. I'm going to miss putting the tights on every day.
I've got them on now.
Okay.
I was disappointed when they said, oh no, you're going to be wearing long socks. I was like, what about the tights?
Get the tights on.
It's the only reason I came back to the Reduced. I'm going to wear the tights again.
I've just learned how to do them properly without getting those step ladders in them.
Yeah.
It's not my real ladder.
Just a step ladder.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks.
Okay. On that note, we have to go and get an ice cream and some fish and chips because we are by the sea, and those are the things that we have to do. So, Joe, any final thoughts?
Is it salt and vinegar I need to get?
Salt, tweeters. Mm, vinegar. You don't say and vinegar, you say salt and vinegar.
Hello, could I get salt and vinegar, please?
Salt and vinegar, yeah.
I think my English accent's coming along nicely.
Do you think they deep fry the vinegar if you ask them to?
Probably, yeah.
In Scotland.
We'll try it.
Yeah. Okay, and final thoughts, James?
I guess I'd just like to say a big thank you to everyone who came out to see the show.
Oh, that's boring. No, it's good, that's good.
Yeah, big thank you to everyone who came out. We met some great people.
We did.
And some not-so-great people, but those ones probably didn't subscribe.
Yeah.
So, big shout-out to everyone who subscribed, and we hope to see more of you, and you again, in Edinburgh.
You. I'm talking to you.
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 That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your tour memories via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also engage with us and other fans on Facebook or Twitter. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, @AustinTischner. And the RSC is now on Instagram, too, @ReducedShakespeareCompany. And you can follow James, Joe, and Matt, @James_Percy, @JosephMaudsley, and @MattBarpea. That's BARPEA @MattBarpea. Thanks as always to Edinburgher Matthew Croke. Web services by Ginger Power Limited. Music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout out this week goes to Melissa Hanley, one of our new Instagram followers. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to the mayor of the Edinburgh Fringe, Mervyn Stutter. Special thanks also to James, Joe, and Matt. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 546 1638ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Okay, thank you. Thank you to everybody who came to see us on this tour, and thank you for listening, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.